Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Hello from the new computer. So with the new computer, new audio chain, I'll probably be playing around with the sound of the podcast this week. So we'll see how this one sounds. Bill Burr has a new special on Netflix today, live at Red Rocks. Also, What We Do in the Shadows returns to FX today. So exciting day in comedy. The Emmy nominations will be out later this morning, and the Daily Beast writes, the Emmys have a Dave Chappelle problem. Oh no! Their premise, earlier this year, Louis C.K. proved that his own cancellation was a myth when he won the Grammy for Best Comedy Album, so don't be surprised if Dave Chappelle pulls off a similar trick. You may have heard, some people are upset at Dave Chappelle's controversial Netflix special, The Closer. It is expected to get a nomination for Outstanding Variety Special pre-recorded. The Daily Beast expects that category will include Adele's One Night Only concert, the Harry Potter 20th anniversary reunion on HBO Max. The Daily Beast suspects if The Closer is among the nominees, the Emmys could see some backlash because some of Chappelle's trans-related material. But it comes at a time when Chappelle has maintained the support of the comedy community. He recently spoke on behalf of Jon Stewart at the Mark Twain Prize ceremony. So we'll see how that shakes out. Daily Beast suggests some other specials that could be nominated. I will react. Their ideas, Gerard Carmichael's Rathaniel. HBO apparently likes it. 10-figure deal? I don't know. It was all right. Moses Storm's Trash White, which I have said before, definitely wasn't targeting me, and I bailed on it. Ronnie Chang's Speakeasy? I like Ronnie Chang. I thought his previous special was, I don't want to say 10 times better, 5 times better. So I don't know. Taylor Tomlinson's Look at You. Okay, cool. And Roy Wood Jr.'s Imperfect Messenger, which I haven't seen. So I don't know. Pick one of those. Just for Laughs, the Montreal Comedy Festival has sent out some emails with some new shows. Let's see. One of those shows, Moses Storm. Maybe I should give him another shot. This show is called The Perfect Cut, a unique interactive comedy special that invites audience members to participate in the formation of a one-night-only cult. This immersive show is Sleep No More meets stand-up comedy. That sounds fun. The Perfect Cut will be a generated, buzzy, word-of-mouth-driven spectacle that celebrates and pokes fun at people of all tribes and affiliations. Jeannie Shear is going to appear. She's fantastic. I guess I like the British comics, huh? Also, Sam J. Langston Kerman and Chris Redd will be joining forces on stage as the hosts of Me and the Homies, a comedy show thingy at Off JFL. That sounds like a good time. Ryan Hamilton, I loved his Netflix special. That's good. I'm glad to see him there. Armed with the unique perspective of growing up in rural Idaho to become a favorite in the New York stand-up comedy scene, Ryan Hamilton is one of a kind. Good, that's a good show. Go see that. Low Key Comedy Show, love the name, is an indoor-outdoor comedy show created by comedians Paul Elia and Matt Reif. The show was birthed during the coronavirus pandemic in a direct response to the halting of live entertainment. Low Key was the first live socially distanced comedy show in the entertainment capital and featured some of the world's top comedic talent like Bill Burr, Tom Segura, Rami Youssef, Ali Wong, and Eliza Schlesinger. Pretty good. Jay Farrow is coming to Montreal. You've seen him on SNL for 6 seasons. Yes, I have. And joint host and Canadian comedy legend Rick Mercer. It takes a hilarious look at what it means to be Canadian as Comedy Night in Canada welcomes top comedians from coast to coast. These comedians may eat ketchup chips or poutine, use the metric system, and spell color with a U, but they all speak the universal language of funny. I like that copy. Whoever wrote that, that was good. Not part of the Montreal Comedy Festival is Sebastian Maniscalco. He's heading to Las Vegas for his new Netflix special. On September 27th, he'll tape 2 shows at the Wynn Hotel and Casino. He's looking to invoke some Rat Pack-era style to the special, with the audience being encouraged to dress to impress. You mean I can't wear my Rutgers Half Marathon t-shirt and shorts that I'm wearing right now? Sebastian Maniscalco, in a statement, said, "It's been a long time since I can recall a comedy special really sticking a claim in Las Vegas and making it a spectacle. We're going to class it up, a night to dress up, go out and see a show, Rat Pack style. So grab your date, toast a martini to comedy, or just celebrate to not taking life too seriously for a night. Good time. Tickets go on sale Friday." TMZ had the fancy headline from Andrew Schultz. "I made more than $1 million on my own! ! TMZ writes, comedian Andrew Schultz refused to bow down and censor his comedy special for Amazon, deciding to release it on his own, and the decision is already paying off to the tune of more than $1 million. Andrew recently revealed that honchos at a streaming service, apparently Amazon, freaked out when they watched the material he wanted to include in the upcoming comedy special. TMZ is told jokes on the project range from topics like Ted Bundy, abortion, and Michael Jackson. All right. Schultz claimed the honchos told him to remove the sensitive stuff or they couldn't release it to users. Per the story, he sold the special to fans through his website at $15 per. The first day alone, he made $500,000, and in less than a week, over $1 million. That's pretty awesome. Earthquake spoke to the Good One podcast, said the only difference between me and Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle, and any of the superstars. All right, let's pause there and take that in. Earthquake is about to tell us the only difference between Earthquake and Kevin Hart or Dave Chappelle or any of the superstars. Okay, you ready? Let's see what the answer is that they were given the opportunity and cashed in on it, which led to more opportunities. But you can be human and see people that started with you getting a shot, like, gosh darn. It's really very discouraging when you see somebody that doesn't have the chops or you know you're better than get an opportunity. But I wouldn't have it any other way. I can really sit back now and say I've made it. I'm at the highest level. I see why God didn't give it to me then, because I'd be dead now. The level that I'm seeing, you need your body, your mind, your soul, your support system. You need all that to survive. If you sell 14,000 tickets, and I'm selling 300 tickets, I still don't think you have a better show than I got. It's just that more MFers know about you than they know about me. And if they love you, wait till they see me. I always had that attitude, and I still do. Colin Jost spoke to Entertainment Tonight about the people leaving SNL this season. He said, I hope I'll still see them. It's not like I'm suddenly not going to see them, but I'll miss being around them every day. It's nice when your friends are just in the same building that you work in. As for the upcoming season, I don't think anybody's thought about it yet. This is like our equivalent of an off season. No one's thinking about the show yet. I mentioned at the top, What We Do in the Shadows is back tonight, baby. Here is the plot lines. Nadja is trying to open a vampire nightclub. Nandor is in search of a wife. Laszlo, played by the fantastic Matt Berry, is trying to be a father, kind of, to baby Colin Robinson, the child who emerged from the spoilers, late Colin Robinson's chest cavity. And Guillermo, who knows what he's up to. 10 episodes, looking forward to that. All right, I want to tell you about a cool new podcast app that just launched. It's called Circa, C-E-R-C-A. It kicked off with these really cool podcast guides to places all around the world, London, Barcelona, LA, Iceland, Rome, and more. Last weekend, I was on the plane to LA. I listened to the LA ones, and I've actually listened to the Barcelona ones in the past just because I've been there and I like listening to travel podcasts. So I was checking out the Barcelona one and the LA one myself. Circa comes from the same people who created Passport, which is another excellent travel podcast, inside the Circa app. There are stories about food, fashion, culture, history, art, sports, everything you want to know, whether you're trying to plan the perfect trip or you just want to learn about someplace new. Circa is written and hosted by locals, people who really know the place. So when Virginia in Rome tells you this is the best place in the city to get carbonara, you know it's legit. Take a spin through Circa and hear about the best meals in Barcelona, what it was like to live through the Blitz in London, what to do with your kids in LA, hello, and how to dress to fit in Paris. Yeah, that's not me. I'm not good at dressing. I told you, I'm wearing a Rutgers t-shirt and shorts. You can subscribe to Circa Podcasts. That's C-E-R-C-A. Wherever you get your podcasts, or download the Circa app from the App Store. For a limited time, it's all free. You should do it. If you would like to support this show, be cool like Scott Beckett. Scott bought me not one, two iced coffees at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Thank you, Scott Beckett. And we were trading some notes over the weekend while I was at the various airports. And Scott made me feel good about what I do here, because it's always nice to hear from listeners and hear that somebody actually enjoys this thing as I mumble to myself in the basement. Scott wrote, hey, John, thanks for keeping up the good work. I wonder what shifts, if any, Apple have pushed on the pod. There seems to be several differences in approach over the last several months. Just wondering, maybe I'll email you about it. So I answered that at length on the side. Anyway, keep it up, buddy. I love your earnest, clean living approach. Enjoy the beach. I did enjoy the beach. Wait till you hear me talk about Catalina Island when I get to that on my own travel podcast, which is called Travel Is Back. That'll be coming up in a couple weeks. I had to clean up that episode. So in there, Scott asked, has Apple pushed any differences on the pod? They have not pushed anything. They don't do that. I did add the subscription option. So another way you can support the show, other than buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews, is you can become a premium subscriber to the show. And that's $5 a month. And the first month's free if you just want to check it out. And I put up the episodes late afternoon after I make them. So it's kind of like the night before the regular podcast comes out. And those editions are commercial free. So I'm not saying it's the greatest thing in the world, but that's why I do the subscription option. If you just want to make it frictionless, I'll get your $5 every month. Much appreciated. Or you can buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. In terms of changing my approach, I'm pretty open about doing SEO-friendly topics. It increases the chances of somebody stumbling across the pod. So like, for an example, today, you put Dave Chappelle in the headline. Names that are good to put in headlines are Dave Chappelle, Bill Burr, Joe Rogan, Jim Gaffigan, Ricky Gervais, you know, those kind of names, John Mulaney for sure, those all move the needles. So when you hear me front loading the podcast with those type of names, that's what that's about. And if you listen every day, you know, usually I start with the hits and then the back end of the podcast is a little more of a deep dive. For example, from The Guardian, someone's making money, but it's not us. Comics are spurning the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Oh, no. The subheadline, stand-ups used to think they'd never make it if they didn't play the festival, but it's leaving many saddled in debt, stuck in squalid flats, and even suicidal. That is not good. Refuseniks tell The Guardian why they're bowing out. Rose Johnson spent 8 August at Edinburgh, her first in 2008, as one-third of the sketch group Birthday Girls. She often shared accommodation with her fellow performers. When she could finally afford a room of her own, it didn't feel like progress. She said, it didn't have a window or a door. The landlord had just put a bed in a cupboard. Oh, man. Comedian Jack Evans says, the first Fringe I did, I slept on the linoleum of a kitchen floor. Never again. The lucky ones slept on sofas or shared beds. One comedian even survived the month living in a tent. Why? Because otherwise they couldn't afford to do the shows. And as stand-ups, the pressure to play the Fringe is huge. Comedians are saying the Fringe has become more like a corporate festival for established TV names rather than the showcase of hot new talent it once was. Accommodation and venue were the two biggest expenses, on average totaling over £4,000. Beyond ticket sales, self-funding was the most common ways artists covered costs. Participants ended the month with an average loss of £812. That sucks. Comedian Leroy Brito says, when I started stand-up 11 years ago, the perception was you had to go, so I felt like I was missing out. But when you see people playing to empty rooms and coming back in debt, it didn't make sense. And he says there's also practicality part to it. I've got 2 young children. My wife works full-time. So it'd be really selfish of me to disappear for a month. Maybe your wife could win the lottery, and I'm not trying to be a jerky face. That was just a poorly planned segue. From KOLO, the wife of a comedian playing in Western Nevada this weekend, won $1.4 million at a slot jackpot at the Grand Sierra Resort and Casino. All right, Catherine J. was playing the Wheel of Fortune Triple Red Hot Sevens, and she won. She is the wife of Justin Ruppel, who plays Friday night at the Crystal Bay Casino on Lake Tahoe's North Shore. Ruppel supplied the voice of a character on How to Train Your Dragon and won his season as a contestant on Dana Carvey's First Impressions Competition reality series. He's also been on America's Got Talent. So he's there. The wife sits down to play some Wheel of Fortune Triple Red Hot 7 slots, and they won $1.4 million. Congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Ruppel. And that is your comedy news for today. Follow the show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your shows. And now let me go back and edit this thing and hope that the audio on the new computer sounds all right.